Thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. My name is Nikki Paranormal, and I'm just one of the hosts this evening. Let's go ahead and bring in the other one, Rob Zarek. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? How are you?
It's going
good.
Yeah. How's it over there?
Oh, about the same.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had a busy day today.
Well, that's good.
We had a lot of meetings for Live Paranormal, relaunching our store. And so we're probably going to cover a lot of that tonight and talk some paranormal and devices.
Right. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, so we got a chance to use some stuff this past week and kind of. It's always fun to use new devices and check out new stuff, and we'll get into that tonight during the show, so no point to give it all away now.
Right on.
I mean, we could.
I don't know.
Maybe not. And I think that I think a lot of our I just said I think multiple times, which was weird. I guess I didn't have a thought. It was like my filler line, and didn't work out. But we often talk about, our investigations. And I know a lot of people wonder what we use and why we use it. And I think, it's kind of good to talk about it and also offer up what we believe in. Device-wise, for people to also use and get a hold of.
True.
At no extra cost to them, but something that we believe in. So we're kind of redoing the store. We had the store before, and it was functioning off a different domain name. But now you can shop while you listen right on LiveParanormal.com. On the store tab, which is not up yet. But it will be. Soon.
Yelpers. For sure.
And I'm just putting a post out there now to make sure people have the Listen Live link. And
oh, yes. Very important. I was wondering what you were doing.
That's what I'm doing.
That's a good thing to do.
Yeah, I was sharing the show. And if you want to post the share link, I will have the Listen Live link up in a second if you want to share it on your stuff.
Sure. Love to.
Because we, it was weird. I don't know if I had sent you a message prior to the show, but a weird photo showed up on my camera roll. And I do not understand where that came from. So something paranormal happened, not necessarily sure when or how, but there's a strange photo. I don't know if you got a chance to see it or not. We can probably post that on the page later for people who are wondering what the heck we're talking about. So it's in your text message. I don't know if you saw it or not.
I didn't have a chance to look at it because I got off work and I had an eventful evening, as most seem to have been lately at work. And then I was driving, and although I like to multitask, it's harder to do when you've got like a overabundance of police officers who seem to be on the roads I'm traveling home in the evening. So I didn't risk it, but I will definitely take a look.
Yeah, it was just weird. So the scenario is this. I guess is it called camera roll? I guess this is from what I'm saying. Like in the photos section of my phone. Mm-hmm. Out of nowhere. And put inside of photos that were probably 10 deep. And I don't take a lot of photos.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
I guess, yeah, that was from the way it fell in line was from Friday or Saturday. From photo taking and video taking on my phone. And it just appeared today.
Weird.
It would have had to been taken on Friday or Saturday. I have no logical explanation for why this weird photo. It's like a pinkish color with red and then has like a white. It's weird. Like,
yeah,
I don't know if it's a
kind
face
of
or what it is. But
I don't know that it's a face.
I don't
know if
that's, no, I don't know what it is. It's never that has never occurred to me before.
Very strange.
I would have had to have taken that during our Amazon Prime thing we did this past week with Haunted Bay, or the day after, the way it falls in line with the videos and the pictures I took.
Well, if you click on it, won't it tell you the date and time that you took the photo?
I don't know. I guess that's a great thing. So we'll discover that now.
Yeah.
That would be okay, so yesterday at 11:04 a.m.
Hmm. Don't know
either.
Hmm.
So.
I didn't know the comment.
That doesn't make sense. It doesn't really make sense either because it's the order it came in is just weird. So I don't know. That wasn't there on my phone earlier. It's on my phone now. It's a paranormal picture.
I don't know what to say. It must be.
So hopefully more people are now listening live. Now that the Listen Live link gets posted on social media. And if you're not, they can come join us soon.
Yes.
But we actually, for a very busy investigation this last time, we actually got a couple of decent captures, which we weren't even trying to do. And hopefully, I know people tuned into that Haunted Bay special, and they said they enjoyed it.
Good.
I'm glad we got a chance to do
that. It was fun. Yeah.
Well, and it was legitimately an interesting capture from their end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you haven't seen it, then just click on the Haunted Bay special. It's posted in Live Paranormal, and I think they have the replay going on the link. But with that, the FLIR capture they have, was just it was very interesting. So I was happy to be involved with it, and I think the fact that they took and were open to debunking it and not saying that this was 100% paranormal, I think was a cool approach. Mm-hmm. And it's different than most things that we've done.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So we actually were able to capture a couple different, couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't even really trying. And I think that maybe sometimes that's the time when, that's the thing when you kind of get more stuff is when you're not expecting it. I mean, just never know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the one flaw that a lot of people getting into the paranormal ghost hunting stuff is that they think they're just going to go out there and get a ton of stuff.
Exactly.
And you just never know when it's going to happen.
Truth.
And that's why
it's
always smart to have all your devices out no matter what. Even when you're doing a live broadcast, you have stuff going in the background because you just never know.
Right.
And even during that, it was interesting because we had a lot of noises going on that we could not explain and that were different than what, you encounter on a daily basis. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely agree, totally. We have some cool stuff to use, and you know, what was really interesting for me was during the stream that we were doing with Haunted Bay, the amount of activity that was occurring around us was kind of insane too.
Well, that's it. Like, it's something that you don't, you're there on a daily basis. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that was weird. Like, to me, it sounded weird, but, you know, in some of the old buildings, things sound weird. You're like, oh, that's just this. You know, and it was interesting to see your reaction because I knew then it wasn't standard.
Yeah,
you
know, no,
you
not at
sit
all.
There and,
not at all.
It's not like you're going to, you know, make things up for my sake. You know, so it's not like you're like, oh my God, that's amazing, just to make me feel good about doing this, you know, thing. When you say
it was nuts.
Well, yeah, when you say, hey, it's not standard, this is, you know, not what normally occurs here.
Mm-hmm.
I found that to be, well, obviously your credibility with me, I think, is 100% credibility. So if you say something is a certain way, then I will run with it and not even question or think twice.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what, you know, I found interesting is that your reaction to it was like you had to go check stuff out because you knew that wasn't the standard sounds of the building.
Yeah,
there was
definitely
all types
not
of stuff
at all.
Going on. And one thing that we're going to release and we're going to talk to Jeff about is a capture. And then us trying to not debunk it, just try to explain what maybe some possible explanation of why we had his devices going off. And
mm-hmm.
we couldn't do it.
No.
So
we really couldn't.
You know, that's always super cool when you take and try to,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I think by now we're used to what negative things people say. Constantly.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, you got too close to it with this. Oh, you did this. Oh, did you try this? You know, it's like no matter what you put out there, someone's going to say, aha, I know why you're stupid, and make them feel good. And for whatever purpose, we sat there and, you know, for another minute and tried, and I ran through all those scenarios in my head, and I couldn't get that light to go off again.
Right.
So,
yeah,
you know, I think
that was pretty
cool because, you know, people are going to, constantly try to debunk us or debunk people. I think
mm-hmm.
that's what people do.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's their job.
And, you know, one thing with a lot of these, and it kind of functions the way a K2 does, is that, you know, if you bring anything electrical to it, it's going to then go off. And we took electrical devices to it, and it was not going off. And I thought that
exactly.
was pretty cool.
Yeah, no, that definitely was. Yeah, so we had an eventful few days there.
Well, and then even some of the voices that we captured through the different apps and, I guess, programs was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't reviewed everything.
Yeah.
Because we did some additional stuff, and there's definitely some intelligent communication going on while we investigate.
Definitely. I agree. It looks like Jeff is here.
Where?
In the call queue.
I'm just kidding. Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah. let's bring him on.
Let's do that.
Hello.
Is this Nikki?
Yep. Hi.
I was going to say no, but then that would be glaringly obvious that that was Nikki.
Yeah, I called the wrong number.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a different show. You called into like bird watching 101.
Yeah, the first number I called, I got this number is not working, and I thought, oh no, it's past the time. So I'm glad I got hooked up with you guys, and this is kind of exciting.
It is.
Yeah.
We were just talking about your Paralyte, not like into great detail, because obviously you're the you're the guy that would have the questions that we have, and you know we don't want to answer our questions for you, but.
Okay.
The scenario we had this weekend, it was Thursday and Friday, is we ran a special, or we didn't run a special, we were on a special with the Haunted Bay on Thursday night, and we had the Paralyte in the background, and which would be cool because it was on the entire time, and that's going on Amazon. It was a documentary, and then we left it in the background so people will be able to see it with the logo and stuff in the background. So that was a free plug right there.
Okay, great.
But after the stream, I brought it closer to our little setup, and it was going off. And, as I was just discussing, I kind of went through the scenarios in my head of what people would naturally say of why it's going off. Because anytime you put anything out in the paranormal, people are like, oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. Oh, this is the reason why.
They're experts.
This is the reason why, you're dumb and I'm not. Yeah. So, we ran through those really quick, and we took and put, the cell phone next to the Paralyte. And it was not going off. I mean, obviously, at one point, I think I set the cell phone on top of the Paralyte and it went off. But it only came within, even an inch with it. It was not doing anything. So we went through those scenarios real quick. So the video we're going to put out for the Paralyte is kind of cool because we have a capture going. And then on top of the capture, we have what we ran through very quickly of what we thought people would say, hey, did you do this? Or, hey, I bet you it was that. And we ran those quick experiments. So, I think that was what really kind of drew us to want to use that device again and then potentially, let other people see, get it from us in our store is that it worked and it didn't, we weren't really able to produce a false positive based on what we did in that, minute or two.
Yeah.
But,
I saw your quick little video snap and I wish I could have backed up a little bit and looked around. I saw the computer on the left, which was quite a distance away. You had a little mouse next to it. That would not affect it. Didn't quite see what was on the right-hand side. But if you were to see the video I created, it was called Paralyte versus K2 and things that would typically set it off during a normal investigation. I do go over the cell phone, your walkie-talkie, the EM pump, of course, that's going to set it off. But a lot of the devices that you just carry around, how close they are, how they affect it, how that affects a K2, and that the K2 is kind of directional, and then how you can go around the Paralyte and it would still pick it up, and the distances. And so the cell phones, you actually, for mine, I had to have about 3 inches away, right on the top. That's where the sensor is for it to pick it up. Mm-hmm. Some of the fun things that I did were to put a wireless speaker on top of the Paralyte about 2 inches. So it's about the distance of a spray can lid. And to have some fun, I was able to play music through that speaker, and the Paralyte acted like a disco, because the wireless speakers do put out EMF, so you do have to be careful how far they are. Down on the table, 6-8 inches away, you should be okay. But I put one right on top of it, right at that sweet spot, and put on some rock and roll music, and it was dancing, and that's a lot of fun. Something I'm going to want to do when I'm at Mansfield, Ohio State Reformatory, play it for the inmates there to see what their reaction is. So
there you go.
Well, we have this. I have a second video that I wanted to show you. So what? Obviously, before we put anything out, we wanted to show it to you because if we put out anything that you're like, clear cut, hey, that was a false positive, then you know it's better to ask you first. But I have another one with the ghost box being, oh, I'd say about a good foot away, and we do have the. It was like an energy spike that occurred, and I don't know if it was occurring in the radio that then would trigger the paralyte, or if it was just something that was an energy spike of, and it seemed to be, this is the part that I found odd, is it seemed to, that energy spike would also include an intelligent response to our question. So I'm almost thinking that it was, you know, when I say, hey, what is your name? And it had a loud energy spike, and then the name, with the name, like Howard, you know, so it was a name that it came through. So, I mean, that's not saying it was 100% intelligent, but it increases the chance of it being intelligent. So it was like when it had those spikes, it wasn't just a spike to the ghost box that was timed out. It was something, you know, like one, every 30 seconds spike. It was seemed to be happening with an intelligent response attached to the energy.
Okay.
So I don't know if they were creating an energy that was then, you know, raising the volume on the ghost box, or if it was just the ghost box itself functioning that way and then creating the paralyte to go off. So, you know, I'll send you that video and then you can take a look and let me know what you think.
Okay.
But, you know, we did have it going off, and, you know, even that the time when the video that you're aware of, that was a computer app. So it wasn't even like a ghost box where, you know, you would have those additional, like, possible spikes that we sometimes get in a ghost box. You know, so
So another thing I tell people when they're out, take a K2, take a familiar piece of EMF detecting equipment that you have and put it next to the paralyte. That way, I mean, it may be awkward to, you know, stand up your K2 and lean it against it, maybe use one of the little handles on the paralyte to keep it in place. That way, if someone's actually watching it and they can say, no, wait, we just got a K2 hit. Oh, and we also got a paralyte hit. Because a lot of people are kind of abandoning the K2, and I understand why. But then they'll take it out to a ghost hunt and they'll say, you know, I didn't get anything tonight. And I go, well, would you have gotten anything if you had your K2? Is it that active? Tell you what, for a little bit, why don't you try putting your K2 or whatever device you have next to it so that you can, you know, corroborate whether you're getting hits or not. And you know, make yourself, convince yourself, yes, it's working. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did have a REM pod within about 6 inches to 12 inches of the paralyte, and that was getting nothing.
Okay.
You know, saying if that was, I mean, for what that is, that's what it is. You know, so we were impressed with the device and the devices because we've talked about this before on air as we use your dowsing rods.
Okay.
And, you know, this was the first time that we tried out the new multi-light ones. And I did exactly what, you know, we had talked about in our previous interview is I set them at red and green. And I had asked, you know, move the red one, move the green one. And I've got those responses. So that was cool.
Okay,
and another
that's great.
Part that I thought was really cool, too, is we were running an app, and when I said, all right, I'm doing red and green, the odds of this word coming through was not, and not being intelligent, was it said Christmas, which obviously red and green is universal with Christmas.
Yes.
You know, this time of year, would Christmas be circulating through the radio? Or no, actually, I think that was an app. I think I had the app running at that time.
You were running the app.
Yeah, so what are the odds when I'm saying, hey, look, I'm going to do one red and one green, that the word Christmas was come? You know, to me, red and green is universal of Christmas. You know, when I see that, that's just what I think. So I don't know if, you know, everyone thinks red when they see red and green is in Christmas, but, you know, a lot of people do. You know, so that was pretty cool. And they were working on command. I know even when Nikki came in and used them too, she got, I don't think we've discussed it since then, but I think she felt the same way I did. It's,
okay.
You know, they,
did you have fun, Nikki?
They were getting it.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Which color did you settle on?
I went with whatever Rob told me that he was getting hits on so I could see if I could get
red and green.
You know,
okay.
The red and green to see if I could get it to acknowledge it. But I was also working, so I was kind of sneaking in and out. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I usually start a session now with a, okay, spirits, I've got a different dowsing rod that you can choose the colors, and I'll go through them. And then as I'm trying to communicate, and let's say it's not working out, I'll say, listen, let's change it up. Let's go from blue. We're going to go to green. How do you like green? And I'll try to make a connection there. It ends up being a lot of fun. That's my go-to piece of equipment. I'll have everything out on the table, and then we're just sitting there doing an EVP session, and then I'll say, let's break out the dowsing rods, because it's kind of an immediate feedback. But again, if I see somebody, they're getting all the answers, I'll say great for you, because dowsing rods, because you're holding them, and it's all depending upon how still you are, it's very tough to be putting that up on the internet and saying definitively, hey, I've got a spirit, his name is Joe, and so on and so forth. But I'm glad they worked out for you.
Well, and I think that's like our line of questioning when we do the dowsing rods. Like our sessions, I think, are more like yes and no type questions. Not like, you know, but not like based on specifics, like is your name Joe? Because obviously if they cross, people are like, you know, they're going to be like, well, you don't know you're talking to a guy named Joe. But if I'm like, hey, can you hold, I'm holding my rods out. I've got right is red, left is green, obviously. Can you take the red one and spin that around only right now? And that thing starts spinning around. I think that shows that there's some spirit communication there. It's not us with the yes and no questions. I think we're more kind of like, those are the type of questions we say. Like, hey, can you point them to where you are, or point them
I like the
to
pointing questions.
The door, you know, like stuff like that, you know, like, it, you know, and maybe we'll get into specifics like, are you male, are you female, or stuff like that, but not like, is your name Joe, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So
when we're helping out at events and the dowsing rods are out being passed around, someone will start asking, oh, this must be my grandpa that passed away. I'm positive. I'll tell them to stop and say, now listen, you and grandpa know things that nobody else knows. I need you to be asking grandpa questions, nicknames, birth dates. And in your question, you could say, hey, grandpa, was your birthday in December, knowing it was January? If the spirit comes back and says, yes, well, maybe a spirit wants to be grandpa that night and was kind of lonely and wanted to communicate. So you got to go through the questions. Maybe the next one you say, well, was it in March? No. Was it in December? Yes. You get a crossing. That's one. So you choose a lot of those type questions to eliminate other spirits. And there'll be times it's very dark in the room except the dowsing rods, and I'll hear a bunch of sniffling going on. And, of course, I can see her with the infrared going, but the person will be crying. They'll, yeah, that was my grandpa or something. So, but, yeah, you got to ask those kind of questions just to be, you know, so you make sure you're in touch with who you think you're in touch with.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like I started using the dowsing rods when I got your pair from our event at Post Town. That was my very first time that I'd even give it a try. I'll be honest with you, I'm looking at them, and I'm very skeptical, but I try to be an open skeptic. I don't know if that makes sense. But I try to, you know, I'm not like 95% skeptic. You know, like I'm willing to at least listen to what someone has to say without being completely closed-minded, I think.
Yeah, you know, that's the biggest part of it is being positive. Not to sit down and say, oh, I don't think those are going to work. All right, just try it. But just to be super open and say, okay, spirits, I got something for you tonight, and let's do this. And I usually say you can borrow some of my energy to move, only to move the dowsing rods if they need it. I don't know how they can do that. I just feel comfortable. But
right.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, and my first experience was simply the fact that I was doing more of the directional stuff. And
mm-hmm.
I knew I wasn't manipulating it. And we kind of it was after the post-con event. We're all just like taking a break. And I think there was like four or five of us in like our little break room or whatever. And I grabbed, I'm like, all right, I'm going to do this. And to the point where the other two people looked at me and they're like, you're definitely manipulating those. I'm like, I am not manipulating those. Because I would say, hey, where's this person? And it would point right to that person. I'd say, go point here, point there. And I found that
uh-huh.
very interesting. And I was then open to using them. But, you know, I don't necessarily know if they can tell you what your name is because you're guessing at that name.
Yeah.
You know, so for the purpose of just communicating with the spirit as, you know, hey, I'm actually talking to something, I think they're – and until you try them, you pretty much – everyone just thinks, oh, you're doing that yourself.
That's
and
right.
I think that's universal.
I like the pointing questions – where I can tell them, all right, you can't be in front of me. You got to move off to one side and then keep going in that direction. Okay, let's say they're clear off to the right. So thank you very much. But I want to ask a question that gets them swinging clear to the other side. That way I can feel in my hands, my brain hasn't subconsciously told my body, lean to the right, lean to the right. So if I ask them a question to get to the other side of the room, and it could be like my wife's over there. Hey, my wife's sitting to my left. Can you please point these towards her? And I want you to, I don't say run. I'd like you to quickly move to the other side of the room. And when they start moving parallel to one another, and you can feel it in your hands, that's the greatest feeling where you're like, holy mackerel, I really got a
right.
connection going on.
Well, and I think that's 100% accurate. You know, and I think if you use that as your mindset, I know Nikki uses dowsing rods a lot.
Some of the good sessions I've had at the Ohio State Reformatory down in solitary confinement, I bring a lot of trigger objects, whiskey, cigarettes, playing cards, a fake gun, a knife, so forth. I'll put it on a little desk down there, and as I'm talking, I'll say, you know, I brought you something to smell. It's on the table, it's a little flask, and I won't tell them what it is, and I'll say, did I bring you beer? Is that beer on the table? Get a big no. Did I bring you whiskey? Oh, it's a big cross. And I say, okay, please point to it. But I'll go through the items, and I'll intentionally misname them. I'll say, is that a butter knife on the table? No, it's not. Is that a sharp knife. But to go through the different
sure.
items and have them say yes or no. And then I like the, I tell them, I'm only 5'8". When you were still alive, how tall were you? And then we'll go through the eyes, the hair, and then facial stuff. And I'll kind of get a picture of what they were when they were alive. And it helps me out, you know, imagining who I'm talking with. So it's a
That's
lot
a
of fun.
Idea.
You just got to let your mind go.
Yeah. Well, and I think that there should almost be we should almost start like a dowsing rod group of like questions and stuff, because, you know, like that's an idea. We've never done that before, and that's something that would be cool, you know. And I know we had talked previously too about, can you get the rod to move just by having them in like a holster? And I'm still curious about that. You had them somehow create a holster that we just set on a table, like a mounted holster, and see if they can move without. Because if they start moving and spinning around and stuff where we're physically not holding them, that would be that'd be something to see.
I did invent, and probably other people have, it's a kind of a picture frame made out of tubes, but one of the tube that you stick the dowsing rod into, you will not be able to cross or separate the rods, but you can tilt it like a steering wheel to one side or the other. So it was just to prevent you from crossing them. So something that I wanted to try in the field, but it's kind of an awkward thing to carry that and 50 other pounds of stuff, so I haven't tried that yet. So I am reaching out to the other Facebook pages. There's a lot of them for just plain old dowsing and pendulum, and energies and things like that. And when I joined some of the groups to talk to them about dowsing, you know, for paranormal stuff, they're like, well, that's interesting. Can you do that? And I said, look, here's what I'll do. At some point, I'm going to make a little video up, and then I'll include of what we do during paranormal investigations, and then I'll include clips of different places I've been so that you people who will actually use them for finding minerals and water and other artifact things can see how we use them in the world of paranormal investigations. So I'm kind of excited to get that going.
Yeah, well, no, that's really neat.
As we were talking, I was reviewing just a little session that we did, and what I found interesting is since Nikki used the same colors, and basically what I had done is just we tried to get her to come back and just pick up where I left off, and it answered our question with a yes. And then on top of it, I had asked, can you bring them back to center from a full cross? And, you know, they brought, it brought it back to center, which I think is really interesting.
Yeah. And if they do back away, they should, if your hands have not moved, they should come back to the center. And I like it when they come back to center and they stop and they don't overshoot like, well, you let go and then they overshoot.
Yeah.
Now your hands are compensating to turn them to the, you know, get it back to the middle. I like it when they come and they stop and you go, that's not natural, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, this video that I shot, it was almost unintentional. It was just the angles I had. I tried to stay away from our high definition cameras that were running. There couldn't be a more zoomed in photo of her wrists and hands.
Okay.
And her arms. So I mean, you can see there's no muscle movement at all in her hands or arms or wrists of turning them. So it's kind of a cool shot because it shows, you know, it's just her from me standing almost like side behind her and just showing both her arms, and there's no twitching or anything of any muscle fiber.
That's
so
pretty cool.
You know that will be cool to put out, and you know, like the whole reason to have you on is, you know, we had talked earlier about, you know, us offering the product in our store. Because we believe in it, you know, that much, and we're excited to do that. You know, we haven't really worked out a ton of the details, but we have the logistics and everything pretty much set up, and I think we can just, based on our conversation, we're confident that we can just roll with it. And we had some time tonight to address it, and you know, because we just put out some videos, and we're going to be putting out some videos, it was a great time to do it.
I'm pretty excited for your store. I hope it works out. And it's kind of a weird year, you know, with places closing down, and I actually didn't think I was, when I came out with the Paralite and the new version of the dowsing rod, I thought, boy, what a year to get this started because of all the COVID and so forth.
Right.
But actually, it's been pretty good, especially with the Paralites. And somebody told me that people, being when you're all cooped up, you have a tendency to buy things that you normally don't do. And a lot of people were buying up the paranormal stuff. So I hope it continues when this all gets better. I know we got Halloween coming up here, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, and then you have another device, which we capture and trying to capture EVPs.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
We do not have this.
We
device.
Love them.
So number one, we have to work on that. Number two, I was hoping you can kind of explain, you know, what you have that can help people capture EVPs. And, you know, we'll go over that product because it's something that we haven't tried yet.
All right.
So
but we want you.
I was worried when I did my EVP sessions, having the straight digital recorder, were the spirits aware what end to shout their answers into. I had some spirits that on the right ear somebody was talking, on the left ear, and then when I was re-listening to it, I had to split the channels up. So I thought, you know, there's got to be a better way to attract them and give them one spot so they don't fight or hog the microphone. And then it'd be nice if it was a color so that you could say, hey, spirits, go to the green spirit voice recorder. So it has the ability to change about seven colors. You can go blue, green, and red are standard, and then a couple other colors in between. So like, well, maybe I want blue. So you click on blue, put it on the table. Be sure not to point it at the camera. A lot of times I've done that, and I realize the camera goes into autofocus, so you point it away. But then you step back, and it's a standard microphone that will pick. It's very sensitive, and it just, I think it attracts the spirits. You can point to it and say, you see that blue light? That is a spirit voice recorder. It will help me listen to your answer. So please shout your answers into that. So then along with that, I came up with the EMF microphone that only picks up EMF. Now, the reason for that, I was just being like a engineer type guy, wanted to know if EVPs, when you hear them in the normal voice pattern, is there an EMF component to it, which is reflected that you could hear only with the EMF microphone? So then I have the same arrangement, but it's the EMF microphone. Now, if you were to buy both, you get the splitter. The splitter keeps the lines separated so that the voice is like in one channel and the EMF is in the other channel. So in your voice program, whether it's Audacity or some other program, you can listen to them separately. So I typically will listen to the voice channel, make sure it comes out of both ears because that way your head's not unbalanced. And then you'll get to a nice question where it's quiet. And you'll listen, oh, wait, I got an EVP. There's something there. And then you kind of go dig it out. But let's find out what that sounds like in the EMF range. And so I'll put the EMF, I'll block it off, and then I'll go digging into that. Now, I have some pretty powerful software by Isotope, and it's all dialogue, and I can really dive down deep and dig out EVPs. In fact, EVPs that have one or two words, I don't even look for those. I look for sentences and whole line of answering, them talking back and forth. That really excites me. Now, here's another thing you can do with the EMF microphone. If you plug that into not the microphone jack, but the ear jack, you can actually broadcast your questions in EMF. So as part of the experiment paper I give you, when you buy, if you buy one microphone, you get this paper on the back of it. It's experiments. They're low, medium, high, call it expertise. But the high one is when you have three microphones, two EMF and one standard voice. A voice and EMF are tied together into one recorder. The EMF recorder, another one, is plugged into the ear output of another digital recorder with pre-recorded questions, such as, what is your name? How long have you been here? Do you work? You know, the generic questions. Have that microphone close to the other two, and then just play it. And what you'll hear is the EMF is transmitted and picked up crystal clear as you can talk in the background and as other noises are going on. It's just like radio waves getting picked up. So anyhow, that's one of the third experiments that you can do with it, and I've had a lot of fun doing that too. So kind of a long explanation about those microphones.
No, so you feel that the spirit or entity or whatever people, whatever their purpose of word, we'll be able to pick up those pre-recorded questions better through your device than
I don't
if
know.
It was just talking?
I want to know if they can hear those questions.
Mm-hmm.
So you can talk, and if you got a response back and they answer the question, you go, oh, yeah, the spirits can hear me in my voice. But
right.
If I broadcast in EMF, and so that's what I'm wondering, the Paranormal Puck 5 or something like that, when on, for example, Ghost Adventures, when they type in a question, they go, I sent a question out. are they broadcasting that question in EMF and getting a response back? I mean, they don't exactly tell you what is happening scientifically behind. All they did is, like Billy will say, hey, I typed that question in and sent it, and we got this response back. How was it sent? What method? Was it EMF? Was it some other white noise? They don't say it. So the broadcasting in EMF was just something that I wanted to experiment with.
Well, you know what is interesting? One time, and this was a specific occurrence, and I had it was to the point where I noticed it, and we talked about it. We were doing a live stream in Gettysburg, and it was an issue. We were doing multiple streams at the same time. We did where the guys went out into the cold, into the outside, and the women stayed inside in the warm and did an investigation. Now that I think about it, I think we were set up. But anyway, so we were out.
For being
water.
Outside, you get to go outside.
Yeah, we got to go
might
outside.
Might have happened that way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now that I think about it, like she was sitting in there on the floor.
It was smart.
They didn't have their jackets on or anything. We're sitting there like shaking, but that's not the point of my my reflection here. It's when we were doing our investigating, we were doing EVPs, and we had our REM pods out.
Mm-hmm.
And the craziest thing was happening is we would do like a 30-second burst, and it just happened that we would say, hey, can you touch the device? I think it might have went off when we first started. And so once it goes off, then you kind of go on the kick, hey, can you do that again?
Yeah.
And we were doing, you know, the EVP session. Each time we would ask something in regard to the REM pod, and nothing would happen. But now when we played it back, every time we played it back, the REM pod would then go off when we asked it on the recording.
Oh.
So I always found that to be interesting. And you know what, like, it's one of those things that I think I need to, like, write down and take with me because, you know, when you're in, I wouldn't say the heat of the moment, but when you're investigating and, you know, you can go in with a set game plan, but, you know, as soon as you start getting some kind of activity with a certain device, I think everything gets thrown out the window of what, like, you might have set up in your head. And I haven't tried that again since. And this was, I'm guessing, 2-3 years ago. And it was bizarre because on three different EVP sessions, every time I asked about the REM pod going off, no activity when I asked in real time, but on playback, it would go off every time.
Okay,
and
that's great.
I thought that was pretty weird, you know.
Yeah.
So, there
you got the store coming up here? Anything else? How's Gettysburg, Nikki?
Oh, it's, you know, never a dull moment, whether it be, you know, an influx of people or all of a sudden everybody went home. And then, like, a day later when you're not expecting it, it's super crowded again. So we can't complain there. But things definitely aren't back to normal. But our ghosts are very active. So things are good.
Yeah, I've often wondered how it was down there. Was it like a ghost town? Are people out? The restaurants there, you guys were at that one tavern that you were investigating, and were they actually serving meals there? Or what?
Yeah, we're at 25% capacity, but when we were there, we were closed at that point for the evening. But we're at 25% capacity inside, table 6 foot apart, mask until you're sitting at your table. It's been an experience, you know. The governor put some regulations on how you can serve alcohol and that there has to be food on the table. And that's been a little bit of a challenge because we have a lot of people who come in from out of town. It's a tourist town. So that's hard to relay and have people quite understand. I think they think that we're making it up until they go somewhere else and realize it's the same everywhere in Pennsylvania. But, we're making do. We're making do. It's definitely had a lot of activity at the house lately and in the tavern and stuff. So we definitely can't complain there. I know tonight there's a few guests who are not looking so forward to the activity, which always is exciting. Because you've got some people who are like, I'm a little afraid to be here, typically they will, you know, pinpoint sometimes those people to, I guess, give them an experience that they'll never forget.
That's great.
So,
well,
yeah,
we have kind of a different
tomorrow.
End. Here, my wife's a second grade school teacher. So we had to do all the preparations going in. She spent a lot of time setting up her room. I helped her out. But, yeah, wearing the masks and shields and the kids wearing shields and one-way directions in the hallway. And these
wow.
are second – I think this building is kindergarten through second grade. A lot of little kids. So it's like a big science experiment, and I hope it goes well. But,
yeah,
it's all
oh,
on the
wow.
news, though.
Oh,
but
boy.
Getting back to your store, you're going to have a couple other devices, I hope, from other vendors and – suppliers?
Yes. We're going to have, we kind of have a variety of stuff. We'll be offering,
mm-hmm.
you know, a ghost box or two that we like to use, you know, your products, and then
mm-hmm.
even some stuff like, you know, like liquid smudge and stuff that people could, you know, again, not like a starter kit, but, you know, stuff like that where a lot of people like to use that smudge before or after an investigation. So,
okay.
You know, we have one of our psychics, she makes that, and, you know, people really like that. And I think, to me, it's one of those things, like, why not? You know, I don't
mm-hmm.
know if I buy it one way or another, but to sit there and spray something on your hand for 1/10 of a second, it's like, why not? You know, so
yeah,
mine as well.
Yeah, cleansing type stuff.
Yeah, like
we always turn around
and
say, all right, it's been fun tonight, but you do not have permission to follow me home. And there have been times where we got in the car, we're 2 minutes away, like, oh, crap. The windows go down, we start shouting and saying, guys, it's been fun. Not shouting, but we're just, you know, demanding. If you are in the car, you know your way back, just head out, exit, please. So what are you going to have anything like Connects related on your site that you know of?
I do not know. We have one vendor that made them, but I'm not necessarily sure we'll be sticking with that.
Okay.
That particular vendor. So we may be doing,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe it's something that we need to talk to you off air about, because there's a couple other things that we're now looking for that,
mm.
you know, maybe you can mm-hmm. help us produce as like an exclusive content for our store. And the thing that's interesting mm-hmm. about our store is there's the fluctuation of when we do our online live streaming or if
mm-hmm.
we put out a post. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, I put a post out, I believe, yesterday. And it was more of the fact of Nikki was using your dowsing rods, and,
uh-huh.
but mm-hmm. the capture on it was a voice. And the voice was not pleasant. I don't think it liked this in its space.
Okay.
It said F you.
Oh.
And one of the outlets that we use, you know, you can, or in one of our social media accounts, you can, they don't really regulate where, you know, I think some are, you can't really put like swear words. Like it has to be like
mm-hmm.
a certain tag or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And so we put that out there. And the funny thing is like, in the comment section, everyone was like, oh my God, where do we buy those rods? You know, that's, and
mm-hmm.
I think as of like
mm-hmm.
within 20 hours of the post, we've already had like 12,000 views of
mm-hmm.
the swear word coming and holding the rods. And that's what I believe is there's an outlet like that. We just
yeah.
showcased them in an unintentional way. And people are like, oh my God, we need to buy those. You know,
so maybe
so
I should change them to effing good rods instead of electric
smart
yes.
rods.
Yes.
Don't worry. I could do
you.
The commercial for you. I could promote it because I'm really good
rods.
At that word.
Yeah.
That's your favorite.
Well,
that could be,
you know, it's
that
funny
could be
because,
our exclusive.
Yeah, that could be our special ones. Now, I can tell you that I haven't even shown that many people at work the video. They came across it, and they were like, I need to have those. So, and even some people who aren't necessarily, into the paranormal, it's interesting how seeing them and the fact that they light up, they have kind of opened their mind a little bit more and want to have them and want to go use them when they wouldn't have done that with copper rods. So that's exciting
I know
too.
It's, that's how I was, you know, indoctrinated into this was the coat hanger. And then I coated them with glow-in-the-dark, and then I put bearings on them, and I said, you know what, there's got to be something better. So, Rob, just like I told you, if you send me your pair, I will upgrade them to the latest so you can get your four colors, okay? Just get them somehow here, and then I'll mail them back to you. Fix them up, mail them back to you.
I believe we're at the half. Either I'll be out there soon in Gettysburg, or I'll have Nikki drop them in the mail.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But now, Nikki, this is a question for you, which is weird because we never question each other. Did those people actually see our social media posts, or did they just know, like, we had the rods from somewhere else?
Well, some of them saw the post, and then some of them had seen the post, and then some had seen the, I guess I was kind of talking about them and talking about that they had different, you know, color lights, and they were like, what? And, you know, they were needing it. They were like, I need that in my life. And I was actually kind of surprised, because some of them, I'm like, what? You know, like, I couldn't even believe they were paying attention to me talking about it, you know, because they're not very open-minded, some of them, to the paranormal, and they were, like, excited by it. So, yeah.
And that's fun, seeing videos of people using my stuff. There's a young girl. Her name's Madison Smith. She runs Madison Paranormal. I sent her our set some time ago, and next thing you know, this was in Idaho. She lives in Iowa. I get six people in the same zip code send me orders, but then she was putting up videos up on Facebook, and I thought, that's great. That's a lot of fun. So I really appreciate when people do that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if it works, and it works legitimate, and, you know, we get results from it, we don't. Why should we not share? You know, it's like, why hide that? We want other people to get the same, you know, the same experiences that we do. Because that's the ultimate goal, is to have people, you know, have fun with this. It's not like a exclusive thing just for us, you know. And, you know, now people will be able to, you know, go to our store and buy them. And it's just, it's cool. And it's like, it's something that I think we're going to only sell products that we personally would endorse, you know, and use ourselves. Because, you know, there's things that we could sell, but we might not believe in the product or the longevity of the product, or let's say the delivery of the product, you know, so it's something that we want people to experience what we're experiencing. And I think that's what in return we're hoping, you know, they want is like, oh, we saw you guys use this. Now we want to try it. You know, not that, you know,
And to throw in a little plug for me, so I'm a mechanical engineer, but really I'm an electromechanical engineer, semi-retired, and I've got, I think, it's almost 60 patents now. So the company that I was at, they were pretty good with technology, covering your getting patents and that. In fact, if you go to and I'll throw out the name, Diebold Bank Machine, ATM, and get cash out, very likely you're going to be using technology that I helped create. If you make a deposit with a check or an envelope, that's the same technology that I helped create there. So I was there for quite some time. They bought out a German company, and guess who they lay off when they buy other companies? You can't do it overseas because of the European Union. So there was a massive layoff here in Ohio, and I was one of them. But that, you know what, it ended up being good. So I decided I was going to take my talents and put them towards something that I enjoy doing. So I've got a little CAD system, a 3D printer, a little manufacturing place here. And I enjoy building and developing stuff. And I don't know if you saw my parapet. It looks like, what's that, Boo Buddy on steroids? Mm-hmm. I got them all.
Right.
That wire that you see on the dowsing rods, I got him dressed in that stuff. He looks like an anti-gravity disco dancer. But he has got an EMF sensor in him, and it's just a prototype. Pretty cool. You get EMF next to him, and he starts lighting up with all these colors. So that's on the horizon. I've
like
got other things in my brain that I got to get out somehow. But I really enjoy doing this stuff.
I definitely want to try that because, you know, we've tried that bear before, and we actually just investigated with someone who brought one, and I didn't care for it. But if it doesn't speak and it just lights up, you know, based on the technology that you currently use in other products, I think it'd be awesome.
Yeah. So that'll be something I'm going to – maybe I'll get that one out before Christmas. We'll see.
A Christmas present that I know we want. Well, unfortunately, our time is up tonight. We kept you on a little bit longer, but we started talking equipment, and you know, once you get going, it's easy to keep going. So, you know, we'll be in touch with you probably in the next, even tomorrow, just because I wanted to pick your brain on some other stuff I'm trying to develop.
Okay.
And, you know, people will be able to start purchasing your products in our store, you know, within days, I'm hoping. So,
okay.
You know, thanks
I'm
for
ready
joining
for
us
you.
Tonight. And, we, you know, we enjoy your products. And, like I said, we appreciate your time tonight. And we will talk to you soon.
All right. You two have a good one. And you know where I live. You know, you got my number.
You got it. We'll
awesome.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
And have a good one. Bye.
You too. Bye.
That was fun. And you know what? I legitimately like his products.
Yeah, me too. Me
and,
too.
You know,
they're definitely
those
awesome.
People who are interested in ordering, I'm guessing, you know, within a day or two, they'll probably be available on Live Paranormal. And what's cool about these products is they ship in 1 to 2 day mail. And shipping is relatively inexpensive. It's $9, and it's next-day mail. So you don't have to wait. And they come packaged super protected. You know, the packaging is on point, and the delivery is on point.
Yes.
And I think that's probably the most – one of the most important things is when I opened up the rods in Gettysburg, because I just brought the box with me, I was like, oh, my God, look at the way this is packaged. It was, you know, there's no way – That UPS driver could have taken and sat on it, and there's no way it would have broke. Jumped on it, used it as a ladder. You know, it was a package really amazing, and it was one-day mail. So,